transforming into my higher self. I don't like to eat very much.
I don't like to do much of anything, really. But it does give me lots of time to think. And I've been thinking, you know, the most profound life-changing decisions we make don't really get recognized because they seem so small and subtle. They aren't worth mentioning or really looking at, you know. And it's like you go so long doing this one thing, but if you really looked at what doesn't seem like much, you might find it's the root cause to something really big that's keeping you stuck. Like, for example, maybe it's the daily routine of having a coffee. You've been doing it forever. You don't think much of it. And it doesn't appear to have a negative effect, so you think you like it. Meanwhile, coffee you drink goes into your mouth, staining your teeth, down your esophagus, and into your stomach, creating a toxic, acidic environment. Not to mention, coffee beans have a tendency for weakening the tight junctions in your intestinal lining, so now food particles can leak through and get into the bloodstream, and that then causes things like an autoimmune condition and chronic inflammation, which then over time creates more opportunities for other problems to occur. So things like hormone problem, chronic pain, irritable bowel, mood disorders, osteoporosis, cancer, MS, anxiety, depression, restless legs, and low back pain, which then causes you to do self-sabotaging things. And then you try to fix those things with other things, but it just makes those things worse. So you go round and round in circles. But that's because you can't fix what's broken if you don't get to the roots of what caused it to break in the first place. When it comes to facilitating good health, we all know by now, gut health is the root of it all. Consider it like your operating system. I bet that's where the subconscious lives. And so, when you really think about it, drinking a seemingly innocent cup of coffee could be destroying the foundation of what keeps you well. So I'm just thinking out loud. Seems like not drinking coffee could be this really super small thing you could do, and as a result, change yourself entirely. When you stop drinking coffee, your intestinal wall lining will be able to repair itself, or at least stop getting worse, and your body will stop attacking itself. So then you'll feel better, which will then take you closer to yourself, and eventually you'll become your higher self. And you won't need coffee to pick you up anymore, because you got yourself. I just think that's really cool. When you see the layers of things, the hardest part is to stop doing the things you always do. The thing you think you love. It's hard because you're a monster. The one that loves to do the same old, even if it's bad for you. He hates change and he loves to keep you in control. So, if you want to change and get well and become the highest ideal version of yourself, then you will have to plan your changes wisely. Trust me, I know. And if your internal opposition is as destructive as mine was, then you might just have to become someone else as a way to stop yourself from being yourself. Anyway, that is all the thoughts I have for today.
Well, thank you for sharing.
No problem. Good day. Thank you for listening to Art Stories by artist Sarah Long. To buy artist Sarah Long's alcohol ink art paintings, go to artistsarahlongstore.com. And to get more of the art stories, go to artistsarahlong.com. Thank you for listening. I love you. Peace.